The U.S. military has charged former Muslim chaplain James Yee with two criminal counts of failing to obey a lawful order. Government officials allege that the Army captain, who administered at the naval base at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, held classified documents when he was arrested earlier this month. Many of the 660 detainees at Guantanamo have been there for nearly 2 years, held incommunicado and without charge. On Friday, the International Committee of the Red Cross, or the ICRC, said the long wait is having a severe effect on many prisoners. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The prisoners first started arriving at Guantanamo Bay shortly after U.S. troops struck at suspected terrorist camps in Afghanistan in retaliation for the September 11th attacks. Not long after that, representatives from the ICRC began interviewing the detainees. Over the months, investigators charted a worrying trend. Florian Westphal, a spokesperson for the ICRC in Geneva, says many of the prisoners are anxious and depressed because of the uncertainty of their situation.
We have seen that as time carries on, the fact that the internees are effectively somehow beyond the law and have no idea about what their fate is. And we are concerned that this uncertainty as it carries on has had an impact on their psychological health.
The detainees were captured on the battlefield. The U.S. considers them unlawful combatants rather than prisoners of war under the Geneva Conventions. White House spokesman Scott McClellan defends the government's right to hold the detainees indefinitely until they're either released or brought before a military tribunal.
And these individuals are being treated well. They're being treated in accordance with the standards of the Geneva Convention. But again, we're talking about enemy combatants during a time of war.
Still, the ICRC says there should be some legal framework set up where the detainees can be charged and then brought to trial. ICRC spokesman Westphal says this is something his organization has been pushing on the Bush administration since the camp first opened.
We've discussed this on repeatedly. You must remember that during each visit, but especially at the end of each visit, there's a detailed discussion of all our findings.
So far, the ICRC has not had any luck convincing the U.S. government. Normally, the Red Cross is careful in its public criticism of governments, but increasingly, the organization has become more vocal about its opposition to these open-ended detentions. Still, Doug Komek, a professor of law at Pepperdine University, says the government may have good reason for waiting to charge detainees and put them on trial.
Once somebody is going to face a military tribunal, interrogations stop, and that done prematurely will, in fact, undermine our ability to gain valuable information as to where the next attack may be coming from.
Some legal analysts say the framework for the tribunals is already set up, but that it still has to be approved by Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. Last month, he said that most of the detainees would be held until the global war on terrorism is over, a fight, Rumsfeld said, that could take years, if not decades. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.